Are you sure this is what really happened, Sam? Now, you do realize when you talk to a Garda officer, you have to tell the truth. Good. Good. I believe you. Sam, I'm sorry, but I have to stress this. What happened afterwards is serious. It's very serious. We have to make sure that we get it all down on tape, exactly as it happened.
Hi, Mrs. Leahy.
Hello, Sam.
Is anyone ill?
Why do you ask, Sam?
I just saw the doctor come out from the campsite. I thought maybe he was perhaps going into town to help someone who was ill.
Dr. Leahy was just going to pick up something from the post office. Nothing to get all excited about, Sam.
I understand. You really like it out here, don't you?
We do, Sam. As you know, nice and quiet.
Because you don't have a telephone in your caravan, do you?
Well, we have the mobile now.
But you didn't always. Remember when someone called our house and said a farmer had turned over with his tractor? They wanted Dr. Leahy to come. It was on a Sunday, in case you don't remember.
I seem to remember that happening several times, Sam.
It was me, Mrs. Leahy. I picked the phone up and ran out all I could and told Dr. Leahy the man needs help. The doctor said that helped the man so he didn't die. Because I can run very fast. And you didn't have a telephone in your caravan then.
I remember it now. Over near Timoleague, wasn't it? Must be at least 10 years ago now. Before we got the mobile.
Possibly. Why do you keep a wasp inside that glass, Mrs. Leahy?
Is it a wasp? I don't know what it is, Sam, but I'm scared of it.
Oh, it's a stinger, that one.
It's been in and out at the caravan all morning. Every time I managed to chase it out, it came back again. In the end, I just put that glass over it. My husband can deal with it when he comes back.
What do you think he'll do to it?
I don't know. Kill it, hopefully.
I have to go now. Bye.
Bye, Sam. Now, where was I? Exotic fruit, 5 letters. Lemon? No, that's right.
Open up! Will you open up now, Sammy?
Just a minute. I'm just going to...
What were you doing? You were reading those magazines again, weren't you?
Wasn't.
You're lying to your mammy now, Sam. You've been looking in those magazines again, and now you're hiding them under the duvet.
Not.
What's that then?
I don't know. I didn't put it there, I swear, ma'am.
Oh, gosh, you are such a filthy boy, Sam.
I'm not a boy. I'm 22.
In your head, you are only 10, Sam. They said that at the clinic last time after the test, remember? Mental age 10. And this, this filth. A 10-year-old boy shouldn't think of such things.
But, ma'am, if you look at me...
I'm not. I'm not looking at you, Sam. Not when you do those things, you know. I have to tell Dad about this, and you'll be telling the priest at your next confession.
I won't.
I will burn these, and if I ever find anything like it again in your room, I'm sure Dad will insist we put you in a home.
I don't mind.
Oh, God, you're being a silly boy now. You have no idea what that means. Now wash your hands and go down and find out what Dad wanted you to help him with.
Okay.
But first, you give your mammy a nice little kiss on the cheek to show her you're sorry.
Then you won't tell Dad.
We'll have to see about that. Now give Mammy a kiss, Emmy. That's nice. Now I almost know my sweet little Sammy again.
Dad? You here?
So you finally decided to come?
Need some help, Dad.
You've got some nerve. Do I need some help? I've been waiting for you for more than an hour. Anyway, there's something wrong with the tap in there. I can't make out what it is.
But I showed you last time, didn't I?
Now, don't you get in your high horse again just because there's something you actually can do.
Well, I'm also good at
Be
fixing...
Be quiet and listen. I'm trying to run a hose down from the house.
That one?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Too short.
Be quiet. I'm linking it up with some other hoses. I've enough sockets, but I can't find the wrench and the medium-sized screwdriver. You know where they are? Have you used them, Sam? Have you been borrowing my tools again?
I was fixing something.
What?
My motorcycle.
Really? Oh, for... Then where is that motorcycle and where are my tools?
I don't know. I think someone stole them.
You just say that because you don't bother to find out where you put my tools.
I didn't.
Go find them.
Okay, Daddy.
Hiya. Can you come over here and help me a bit? Wow, you're a fast runner.
True.
You work here?
I do. Did you speak to my mam about staying here?
I spoke to a woman with brown hair in a blue dress. She came to the reception when I rang the bell by the door.
That's my mam. She mostly takes care of the campsite. My dad mostly takes care of the greenhouses. We grow torme potatoes.
Never heard of those.
They're very fine spuds for very fine food. You have to grow them in a greenhouse or the snails eat them.
Torme? Oh, I see. Gourmet potatoes. Sounds delicious. Listen, can you help me with this? I'm no good at putting up tents. I'm a big eejit, actually.
Don't put poles up before you hammer the pegs down.
Really? I thought you had to put the poles up first. I used to go camping quite a lot, but it was always my father who put up the tent. Far as I remember, he always put the poles up first, though.
That's only if it's a cottage tent.
You know what? That's exactly what it was. So that makes a difference when you put them up.
Does.
Wow. You learn something new every day, don't you?
If you keep your eyes and ears open.
That's right. Couldn't have put it better myself, actually. I borrowed this one here from my cousin. The tent, I mean. He's in the scouts.
Start with the pegs at the corners. You want me to show?
I'd love you to.
Where are the pegs?
Right over here.
Okay. Now, you have to make sure the underlay is pulled tight, like so. Then you put the poles up.
Will I crawl into the tent and do that?
Mm-hmm.
Like this?
That's good. Then I make the guy ropes tight and give them a peg too. It's grand now. You can hammer the rest of the pegs in yourself. It's not so difficult. There's only two left.
I think it looks really nice now. I just hope I can remember how you did it for next time. Listen, I'm really glad for your help. Honestly, I don't even dare to think how I would have coped without it. I can just imagine what it would look like. But it's fierce nice now.
It's not so difficult. There's no fly sheet or canopy or vestibule or anything like that. They're the difficult ones.
Anyway, I'll start unpacking now.
You alone?
Yeah, that's why it's so nice of you to help. But I really need to start unpacking now. Thanks anyway.
Okay. See ya.
See ya. My knight on a white horse.
Where the hell are you going now?
Oh, that really hurts, Dad. Let go of my neck. I was only...
You were supposed to go looking for my tools.
Sorry, Dad. Dad, let go of me, please. That hurts.
Go on, find them tools, now! Well, did you find them?
I'm still trying, honestly.
Too late, Sam. I found it myself, along with the wrench. Do you know where they were? They were lying on the ground behind the garage next to a petrol tank from an old Honda moped. How the hell have you got hold of a petrol tank for a Honda moped?
In a ditch. I'm good at finding things, in case you didn't know.
What on earth do you want with an old petrol tank?
For my bike.
Why?
So it looks like...
Looks like a real motorbike. No, Sam. You don't put a petrol tank on a push bike. It just looks silly. Silly and stupid, just like you.
I know that. But...
But what?
If I had a motorbike, could get a girlfriend.
So you reckon you could take a license for a motorcycle?
Possibly.
No, you couldn't. And do you think there are any girls who would want you as a boyfriend?
But I need a girlfriend. Or
Or what? You need one or what, Sam?
Or my head could suddenly explode. I think so. Bang.
You need to talk to a priest, Sam. That's what you need. You're going doolally by the sound of it, as if you weren't already.
Possibly.
Let's stop this nonsense. Have you cleaned the customer toilets?
Can't remember.
Don't beat around the bush. I know you.
Ah!
Answer me, or there's more where that came from. Did you or did you not clean the toilets?
Didn't.
Then get onto it. And by the way, your mother just told me what she found in your bed. Again. You'll be spending the night in the little room downstairs, no mistake.
No, Dad. Not the little room. I hate it down there, I hate it. It's much too small down there. I'm too big now. I can't even stand up. And there are crickets that can bite you. Like big grey grasshoppers. Hiya.
Hiya. What's happening?
I have to clean the toilets.
Is that your job?
It is. You think they're nice and clean?
I don't know. I haven't been over there yet. But if you're doing it, I'm sure it's really nice. If you're as good at it as you are putting up tents. Tell me, the little shop over there, when does it open?
The 1st of July.
Oh, shite. Can't wait that long. I'm hungry now.
It's not a real shop anyway. It only sells sweets and things like that.
Mm. So you're saying I have to go all the way back into town if I want to buy food?
Possibly.
Oh, I should have bought it when I came in with the bus. Now I'm not even sure I know the way back there.
I can go with you. We can go there together. I can take my bike.
But you are going to clean the toilets.
I can do that when we get back.
So you really don't mind going down there with me, though I haven't got a bike?
That's okay.
Well, let's get going then. It's a nice day, isn't it?
Fierce nice.
I'm just getting some tins. Normally I never eat tinned food, but when you're on a camping trip you kind of have to, right?
Not always.
I think you do, if you sleep in a tent. Not if you have a caravan, perhaps. But if you only have a tent, it kind of goes with tinned food. So I'm going to get me some of that.
You can never guess my name.
Let me think. You look like a Mike.
Wrong.
Well, you look like someone I know called Mike. Like yourself, he's... No, that wouldn't be nice.
Say it.
That doesn't matter. My name's Sue, by the way.
Mine's Sam.
You're right. I would never have guessed that. You look more like a Mike.
You have a job?
I work in a shop. I still live at home with my parents, though, like yourself.
Don't they like to go camping with you?
It's their wedding anniversary. The whole family's coming. I can't stand it, so I made up some excuse and managed to get away. I hate all that Irish country music and karaoke. And the way they all want to cuddle you when they're drunk. Particularly my Uncle Dennis.
Hello, Jim. That's Jim. Lives down there.
Down on that farm?
He does. He's a farmer.
Well, what do you do in the winter when the campsite's closed?
Help my dad in the greenhouses.
I suppose you know a lot about flowers then.
We don't have flowers. We only do spuds.
Oh yeah, you told me already. And what do your parents pay you for your work?
I get pocket money.
Well, they should pay you something proper.
Look at this, Sue. Look what I can do. Up in the back. Wheel just like...
Jesus, man, what are you doing? Did you hurt yourself?
My hands are bleeding. Hope the bike's all right, though.
Oh, it looks fine. But that's what you get now for being a show-off. We better go back to the campsite now and clean those wounds on your hands, or they could get infected. Can you walk?
I can, but... I can't hold on to the handlebars.
sorry, but we really need to get that gravel out. Does it hurt?
Only a little.
Come on. You nearly have tears in your eyes. Okay, now you're all done.
What's happened?
I fell and hurt my hands.
He was doing tricks with his bike, the show off.
Well, that thing needs to be seen to properly. My husband's a doctor.
Thanks, but I don't think a larger examination is necessary.
I'm fine now.
You might feel okay just for now, Sam, but you never know. I'll go get my husband.
Fussy, isn't she?
She's the doctor's wife.
Yeah, I got that. Got a fag, Sammy boy?
Don't smoke.
Good for you. What's this? What's happened to you, Sam?
Nothing much, ma'am. I just fell off
Mrs. Leahy said you had an accident with your bicycle and hurt your hands.
He's grand now. It's really nothing.
We'll let Dr. Leahy decide about that. Mrs. Leahy said he'd be here in a moment.
I'm really grand, ma'am.
No, folks. The flying doctor's here, so don't panic. They said over the helicopter radio that a trick cyclist had met with a terrible accident around these parts.
It's my Sam, Dr. Leahy. He had a bad accident with his bicycle.
Not a bad accident.
I see. Where have you hurt yourself, Sam?
Only the hands. But Sue already cleaned them. They're okay now.
Okay, let me see. Ah, well done. Are you a nurse, Sue?
Not really, no.
Perhaps you should be. You clearly have a talent for it. Now, anywhere else you've hurt yourself, young Sam?
My knees.
Okay, show me. Knees up. Now, tell me, does it hurt when I touch you here?
No.
Or here?
Mm-hmm. It's only when I walk.
Ah, well, that'll pass. You seem fine, Sam. But if there's a problem later on, and even Sue can't fix it, just come over to me, all right?
Thanks, Dr. Leahy.
At your service. Okay, then I'll see you all later, folks.
Nice man. He didn't even charge you. Are you sure he's really an Irish doctor?
Come back to the house with me now, Sam. Dinner's ready in a moment.
Okay. See you later, Sue.
Yeah, see you, Sam. And good luck to you. Sure looks like you could need it.
You should have told her this is a members-only campsite.
I wouldn't like to do that. Not after what happened the last time with those...
They were just a gang of thugs. This is a different situation. We should have called the guards to get rid of them.
It's just for 2 nights. And she paid in advance.
It doesn't matter. If people don't have a membership card, they can't stay on the site. There's nothing new in that. In any case, she could have just bought an emergency ticket.
I told her. But she said she was low on money and in any case she had no ID.
We can get into trouble. If someone from the camping and caravan club finds out, or if there's trouble with the insurance. She's just a big child. She might even have run away from home.
Ah, Pat, we...
Damn it! Then I'll go and tell her to buy an emergency ticket and show proper ID, or she can pack up and leave.
Careful, Pat. You know what Dr. Leahy said about your temperament back when you had those stinging pains in your heart and your left arm went numb.
She's actually very nice.
Be quiet, Sam. You've said enough for one day. You can talk to yourself later on when you're down in a little room below on your own.
Please, Dad. Please say I'm not going down there.
Of course you are. It's the only way someone like you can be made to understand.
You brought it on yourself, Sam. If you're afraid down there, just think of that. It's your own fault.
It's not the little room I'm afraid of. It's the animal man.
Oh, don't talk that nonsense, boy. There's no animal man. He doesn't exist.
He does. I'm not going down there.
But you are. And you've only yourself to blame, riding around on your bike like some big bloody idiot.
Are you in there, Sue?
What? Is anyone out there? Hello? Who is it?
Only me.
Oh, you. Stalking me now, are you, Sam?
I don't know.
Well, are you or aren't you?
Don't know.
So you might be stalking me without even knowing it.
Possibly.
Okay. I can live with that.
How much money did you put in the little box?
€1.
Then you have to hurry. It's only 3 minutes.
Really?
3 minutes for €1.
Shite. I've no more coins. And I've only just put the shampoo in my hair.
I can fix it for you. There's a handle in the shed out back. Hang on.
Thank you.
You look very nice.
Well, I know you're lying, but I'm feeling good. Thanks to you. You're a good man, Sam.
Not at all. But you do look nice.
Then you just have a funny taste in girls. I'm short and I'm fat, and my breasts are small and my bum is big, and my thighs are, like, massive. Why can't a poor girl just have some of her fat from down there just moved further up a bit?
Don't know what you're talking about. Have you eaten your dinner now?
I have.
Good?
Yeah, absolutely delicious.
Don't do that.
Don't do what?
Don't hang the towel on the guy rope. It slides down and gets on the ground.
Oh well, let's see how it goes anyway.
Where are you going?
Into town. There's a disco. I saw it earlier on a poster.
I might go there myself, actually.
Really?
No, not really. Mum and Dad probably won't let me.
Anyway, I'm off. See you later.
Will you hand me the sugar there, Sam?
I will. Coffee is very nice, Mrs. Leahy.
Same as always, I suppose.
I like it.
I know you do, Sam.
So now there's two of them insects in that glass. Is one of them the same one as yesterday?
I'm not sure. The one from yesterday escaped. And this morning there were two of them sitting on the table close together, like they were ever so friendly in all their nastiness. So I caught them both at one time. You really are interested in those stingers, aren't you, Sam?
Perhaps it's a he and a she. Then they can make babies.
Well, let's hope not.
Do you know what they are, Dr. Leahy?
No, I haven't really looked at them. I'm in the middle of reading something here.
Why are you staring over at that tent so much, Sam?
Don't embarrass him, Joan.
I'm sure you're both keeping a keen eye on that little one over there.
Oh, come on, please.
Sam's mother has asked me to keep an eye on that girl and tell her if she's making eyes at Sam.
Making eyes? Well, as long as it doesn't get any worse than that. Anyway, you and his mother should let Sam have some fun for a change.
Look, she's coming out of her tent now. Hi, Sue. How are you this morning?
Not very well by the look of it. Even from this far away, my diagnosis would be a bad case of visalgia.
What on earth is that?
A hangover, my dear.
I wouldn't be surprised. Wouldn't be surprised at all. I saw her strolling into town last evening, all tarted up and low-cut.
She's waving at you, Sam.
Do you think I should go over to her?
Absolutely.
Definitely not.
Of course you should, Sam.
If you do, I will have to tell your mother, Sam.
You will do no such thing, Joe, for goodness sake. Stop being so coy. Sam's a grown-up person.
But I promise.
Now, well, you just tell Mrs. O'Donovan you haven't seen a thing. Go ahead, Sam. She seems to be a really nice girl. And for God's sake, John, will you let those poor creatures out of that glass, will you? Can't you see they're suffocating in there?
I'm scared of them.
Then I'll do it. That's it. Off you go.
I'll be over there by the tent then. Thanks for the coffee, Miss Leahy.
Thanks for keeping us company, Sam.
Don't like this.
By the way, weren't you baking a tart, my Queen of Hearts?
Oh, my God!
Oh, hello, Sam. Feel free to enter my humble abode.
Thanks. It's nice in here. How are you?
Grand. Any reason why I shouldn't be?
The doctor said you look like you have an overhang.
You're so sweet, Sam. It's called a hangover.
That's what I meant.
I know. But I don't have a hangover, I mean. I'm just very, you know, depressed, actually.
What's that?
I'm depressed. It's when life is going against you and you feel like hanging yourself.
Why?
Why do I feel depressed? Oh, just the usual stuff. Been let down, stood up, taken for a ride, spat on, shat on, all the rest of it. You know what I mean?
I do.
Men can be such nasty creatures, Sam. Especially the good-looking ones.
I understand.
I'm not asking for much, you know. Just a bit of some kindness. I know I'm no supermodel, but that doesn't mean people can just say anything they like.
I don't do that. Don't cry, Sue.
You're so sweet, Sam. You really are. Do you want to play cards?
Possibly.
Possibly. That's your favourite word, isn't it?
Possibly.
No, it's okay. I get it, Sam. Can you just look over there in the rucksack for me and see if there's a pack of cards?
Sure. You mean this? Here.
Thanks. So what card games do you know?
None, actually.
Oh, come on. I'm sure you can at least play Go Fish.
I can't.
Really? Then it's about time that you learn. Come on. Nothing to be ashamed of.
I have to go clean the toilets.
Oh, do it later. Come here. Sit next to me. Then it's easier to teach you. Look, you get 7 cards and I get 7 cards. Then you have to arrange them according to suits and value. Look, you put all the clubs together, all the spades together and all the diamonds together.
All the hearts together.
That's right. You're very quick, Sam.
Just like my heart and your heart together.
Steady now, boy.
I can feel your heartbeat on my arm.
Can you now, Sam? Stop doing that, Sam.
Sorry.
No, don't say that. Don't say sorry. There's nothing to be sorry about.
Sorry, though.
Look, now, we have to arrange the cards according to value. So let me show you. So you take the 5 of spades and move it over there first, like that. Wow. You have soft hands, Sam.
Do I?
Yeah. Soft and warm.
Thanks.
Can you put the cards down for a moment and put your hand right here on my cheek? I just want to feel how soft it is, Sam, that's all.
I can do that.
Very soft. Oh, that's nice. I'm sorry, Sam. I really need this. It's not always easy to be me either.
Not me either. Your cheek is wet now.
I know. Shall we stop?
Don't think so.
Also put it there. Do you like that?
Uh-huh.
We shouldn't do this, you know.
I don't mind.
This is nice. This is so nice. God. I shouldn't do this, but I need it. No one likes me, you know. No one really likes me.
Don't worry. I like you. And I know what to do now. I have some magazines. But my mother burns them.
Oh, I know, she's a bitch. Oh, that's so nice. Your hands, oh my God. Oh.
Are you sure this is what really happened, Sam?
It is.
Now, you do realise when you talk to a Garda officer, you have to tell the truth.
I know.
Good. Good. I believe you.
It's nice to have a girlfriend. Are you married?
Well, I'm separated, actually. But I have a girlfriend now.
That's nice.
Sam, I'm sorry, but I have to stress this. What happened afterwards is serious. It's very serious.
I know.
We have to make sure that we get it all down on tape, exactly as it happened.
I know.
Good.
Hello, Sam.
Hi, Dr. Leahy. How are you?
Oh, not too bad, Sam. And I assume you're all right, too. But come here. Listen to me. You have to be more careful, man. I saw the tent poles shake when you were paying her a visit. Fair play to you, boy, but you really have to make sure that the air mattress is free on all sides and not touching the tent. Do you know what I mean? Particularly the poles. You're lucky I was the only one who saw it. Managed to get herself out of the way before it got too hot, you know.
But I haven't been doing anything.
No. Don't play dumb with me, Sam. I was young once too, you know. Ah, yes. You should see how Mrs. Leahy and myself could make the tent poles shake when we went camping. But then, one day I came out of the tent, and there were all these motorcycle fellas sitting around. And they started laughing and clapping me. So I learned my lesson. And now I'm passing it on to you, my friend, from one man to another.
Thanks, Dr. Leahy.
Of course, things were less prudent in those days. The late 60s, you know. I was a student up in Dublin. Anyway, never mind all that. Look, just be careful and remember to use a condom, okay? You can get them in the chemist.
Sue had one.
Did she? Yes, you know, that's class. Good for her. I'm really glad for you, Sam. Really glad. Way to go, what? You're all grown up now.
I know. Thanks very much, Dr. Leahy. Hi, ma'am.
You've just missed out on your lunch.
I'm not hungry.
Oh, Mrs. Leahy said she saw you crawl into the tent of that awful girl. What did you do in there?
Played cards.
But you can't play cards.
I can, a little.
Where? Where have you learned to play cards?
Sue taught me. She taught me how to play go fish.
Oh, well, I bet she's good at that. Fishing. Setting her claws into my little boy, she is. It was her fault, too, that you fell off that bicycle, you know.
It wasn't. She's fierce nice, ma'am.
So, the toilets, have you finally cleaned them?
I haven't.
Then go and do it, Sam.
Do it yourself. Or pay me proper.
What? It's that girl, isn't it? She's doing this to you.
Possibly. Anyway, I'm going upstairs now.
When your dad comes back, there's going to be trouble.
Whatever.
Good evening, Mrs. Leahy. Nice evening, isn't it?
You've got a nerve, young lady.
What?
Don't you play the innocent with me. I tell you, I know what you did inside your tent this morning with that poor retarded boy.
What I do in my tent is my business alone.
Not in this case. That boy has a mental age of a 10-year-old.
I don't think so. And I don't like you calling him a boy. Sam is a man.
Well, he has been tested by a medical professional and his mental age is 10 years. His mother told me herself.
That's not what I mean. I mean, you can't just measure people like that.
Well, you can think whatever you like, but he has been professionally tested. So in society's eyes, you have had relations with a minor, and that's a fact.
Are you calling me a pervy interfering old busybody?
I'm just giving you a warning. I've a good mind to go to the papers and tell them.
What? But that can't be right. Sam's a man.
You just stay away from that boy if you don't want to land yourself in some serious trouble, my girl. Do you understand?
Oh, my God.
This is Bravo 2-0. We're ground courtside and we're in the shape.
This film is so stupid. I've seen it.
Shut up.
Let your father watch his film, Sam.
You have exactly 1 hour before you go down into the little room, Sam. If you want to go down now, you just have to keep up that attitude.
I saw another film about that film. They said...
Right! That's enough!
No. No, sorry. I'm going out.
Where are you going, Sam? Don't forget that you have to be back in 1 hour.
I'm just putting the bike in the garage.
Don't scratch the car.
Hi, Sue. You all right?
Oh, hi, Sam. Well, to be honest...
You look nice. You want to play cards?
Sam, I...
You want to play cards with me?
Listen, Sam. You better go home now, okay?
Why?
I'm sorry. But I mean it. Sam, that thing we did. Don't ever tell anyone, okay?
So you don't like me anymore?
Of course I do, but I...
I'm actually good at many things.
I know. But it's no good, okay? Now please, leave.
I have soft hands.
Oh, don't touch me, Sam, please. Just leave.
But I have soft hands.
Where have you been?
Move, bitch.
What? What did you just say?
Fuck off, bitch.
Don't talk to me like that. Go inside. Your dad wants a word with you. Just wait till I tell him what you just called me.
Not only are we freezing to death here, you've now decided to put a sign out saying...
I've seen a film about that film. They said it's all shite.
Shut up. It's a brilliant film.
What is it?
And it's all true.
No. It never happened that way. The soldiers just say they killed all them other soldiers, but they really just ran away themselves when they saw them coming. Stupid bloody shite film.
Who the hell do you think you are? I've been following that film for nearly 2 hours, and now you ruin it for me. You are going down to the little room right now.
No, stop, please, stop. I told him not to go down.
Listen to me, calm down, Sam, calm.
But I told him I don't want to go down there, and he can't make me. I'm stronger than him.
I know, Sam,
It's not fair. I'm too big to go down there, and I told him too, many times, about the crickets, but he just wouldn't
listen to
me.
Sam, you have to calm down now and tell me exactly what happened.
But I don't even know if it was really me. Maybe the animal man did it, not me.
Okay, Sam. But tell me, what did you and your father say to each other before you...
I'm telling you, right now, boy, I'm telling you to...
To what? You want to fight? Then get up from your stupid chair.
Listen, you. You're going into the little room in the basement right
now.
No!
No! Not anymore.
Oh, it's like that, is it? Okay, come on, let's see.
Come on, your hands off me!
Ow!
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph! What have you done, Sam? What have you done to your dad?
It wasn't me, Mammy.
Pat, are you all right? Pat?
Shut up, Mammy. Shut up.
Oh, God.
It wasn't me, I tell you. It was the animal man.
Sam, what have you done, you stupid boy?
Shut up. I'm not a boy, I'm a man.
Oh, Sam.
So shut up. Just shut up.